Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, that night, we just give God the praise. We give God all the glory. Tonight, that night, we just give God all the glory. We praise Him, we love Him, and we adore Him. We magnify His name for the things He has done for us. And tonight, I will let you know, this is KASA radio station, broadcasting internationally around the world. We've invited some people around the world to be on our program tonight. We have various things I just want to discuss tonight to let some people know. We've done it before. We want to do it right now. When God has given us something to do, it's best we go out and do the best we can do it. One thing I want to share tonight with some of the people that are listening tonight with us, be aware and let yourself not see what the enemy is doing. The Bible teaches us, beware, for the enemy comes around. He lurks, he seeks, he just wants to destroy us. When we take the fullness of the word of God and let it live within us, the fallen angel, Lucifer, that angel of darkness, can do nothing against us. But I was sitting down thinking about something that I want to talk with some people tonight on the line. There are some people out there that are in dark places. Nobody's heard their voice. There are some people sitting in places unknown. Nobody will speak to them. There are some people walking the streets, don't know where they're going. There are some young men, some young women who don't know Jesus Christ. We're trying to reach the unreached and tell the untold. Jesus Christ is on his way back. That's our motto. Tell the untold. Tell the unheard. Somebody have not heard about Jesus Christ because there are 2.7 billion people in all of the world. We have a job that we must do individually and collectively. And the more we take time to give glory to God, the more time we have to show Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Why His Son paid that ultimate price for all of us to have a right to stand before Him. The one thing I will say as we move forward toward God, when God speaks to you, be quick to answer Him. Be slow to move. Quick say, yes, Lord. When God called one of the disciples in the Bible, in the Old Testament, He said, well, Lord, here am I. And you remember when the young man was up there, and God was calling the first prophet, Samuel, calling. But he said, he got up and he said to the old man, said, here I am, would you call me? And the old man began to recognize him, cutting through the chase. He said, no. He said, next time that voice called you, say to it, here am I, Lord. That's how God spoke back in that day. But now He speaks through the Holy Spirit, through us. When Jesus Christ paid that ultimate price and suffered the death, resurrection, everything. But I say to everyone tonight that's going on the line with me tonight, we got to come to a place to modify, to glorify, to accept God for who He say He is. The most important thing that God has for you and I to do is to sit out and preach and teach the word. Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world. Now, what He means, all the world? There's one globe. There's seven continents. But God said, I want you to go into all of it. You got some people in this from this place, and we have to go out there. Now, do we have to know that language? Somebody can interpret for us. But at the same time, it behooves us to stay on target, stay on the position, let God use us. God has a way of speaking to us. God will speak to us if we will obey Him. I will say this to you. I want to say something. I'm going to just say something. Every one of us ought to be dressed to kill. Dressed to kill. What do you mean, dressed to kill? If I might just show you something about how God said something to Israel. He dressed them to kill. Listen to what I'm saying. God, let me share something with you that I would understand as best of my ability. God called Joshua. and said to Joshua, listen, Joshua, I want you to freely guidance my people of Israel. I have the promise I've made to them, but I want you to lead them to the promised land. Lead them to the promised land. You know what? He didn't order. He said, okay, Lord. He knew he was dressed to kill. He was dressed out to kill whatever the enemy was trying to do to him. If you go on later on in the book of Joshua, we're going to find out it's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. But it's important what God has said. God did something for us. However, he put some things down in front of us. He said, I want you to know, all the land that you can see, I'm giving it to you. The land belongs to you. Salvation is of you. What am I saying? There are many people out there got two shot John, one shot John. But Joshua kept his eyes on the prize because he was dressed to kill. And when you take God as what God told Joshua, everything that you do to put the sole of your foot, wherever you step at, I'm going to be right there with you. I'm going to give you everything you need to do your battle. I'm going to dress you to kill. And I'm going to let you start walk with Moses. I'm going to walk with you. Wow. You mean as you walk with Moses, you're going to walk with me? Yes. God has a way of allowing us to come into the fullness of it all. But I will say as much as I'm going somewhere else I want to say. Now I'm open up with the, so we have some people who want to talk about something. On their terms, God terms. Now understand this, sir. Now in this time we now living in, we said they got a cure to the virus. They have a cure, a possibility, let me correct you, a possibility of a cure to the virus. Think about that. Pray about that. If God ain't speaking to you about it, move forward. Because God has already made a promise to the children of Israel. When he told children, he said, when they was in the land of Egypt, bring them out, he said, look, to prove my point to Pharaoh, I want you to understand, I want you to do something. He said, everything that I sent down there with him, I kind of flirted with him and see if we're going to yield him. But see, no, he was not going to yield him. So God told the young man, he said, listen, here's what I want you to do. God told me to tell my people of Israel, I want you to take the young shepherd, the spotless, I want the blood from that one, put it on the doorpost, the high post, around you. So when a death angel, come down from where, from heaven to where they're going to be, at a place God has them stationed at, he said, they're going to pass over. Why are they going to pass over? Because the promise that God made, the blood was on the house. And the angels had to obey God's promise. Isn't that something? When God makes the promise to you and I, God promised you and I eternal life. But he said, as long as you got the blood of Jesus Christ on you, Lucifer cannot touch you. He's going to rattle with you. He's going to mess around with you. But I want you to know, when you do what God has called you to do, Lucifer can't do nothing. But I would also say this. I want you to understand something. When you take notice, I am not here to retype. I'm going to tell you what God told me to tell somebody. Well, as an apostle, God says, stir up, move them out, check them up, move on. I'm doing that with you. As an evangelist, stir them up, shake them up, let them know I'm coming back. Don't fall in love with darkness. Don't fall up. Don't be a fool for everything you hear. Hear what you're saying. One thing as I was teaching on the night that God did, and when he said to the book of, as he was teaching to us the other night, he said, I got five different things I want you to do. And the more he began to look at it, God said, I want you to stop doing certain things. Stop looking at them lying on each other. Do we still do the same thing today? Sometimes they're real. Yeah. But he said, these things you must stop. And he said, I'm taken to a place right now. God is saying to the Joshuas in our lives, I'm going to take it to a place right now. We're going to have some people in prison. But I'm going to let your feet tread upon now, where that door's open. There's some places in sick homes that I'm going to let your feet tread upon now. It's going to unlock those doors. What are you talking about? Because God said through his son, all things work together to those who can believe. Now, if you're not a believer, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the believers. Now, that's been raunchy of you. No, it's not. If you don't believe what we believe, how are we going to make you believe what we don't? I'm not going to believe what you believe because I've been that road before. I walked in darkness. I'm now in the light. As I always said to a friend and brother of mine, as long as you stay to the right side of me, I can box for you. Can play football for you, can do this for you. But as long as you get on the left side of me, ain't nothing I can do for you. Because that's where the darkness lies. I don't walk in darkness. I know some of y'all online said, no, me neither. Well, to not walk in darkness, you must stay firmly to the word of God and be firm with the word. I'd like to share one or two more things with you, and I'm opening the line up. Number one, now this time has come for we shall start praising God more. Many times there are many prayer lines that open up. I don't try to visit every prayer line. I have a prayer time myself with God. That time is so convicting to me. If I just sit there and start talking, I'm just in there this morning praying. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit showed me something. I start grinning and having fun. Wow. What? Yeah, because communication. You have communion with him. See, he wants us to be free and understand what he's saying and not walking down. And the final thing I want to say to you while I'm speaking tonight, when God gets out, he wants peace among anything else, among his people. Peace among his people. Now, when you say peace among his people, I'm talking about the children of Israel. Who did God come to set free? Now, some of us scholars know that he said, Jesus said, I come back for the house of Israel. Now, who was in the house of Israel? There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There were 12 tribes. But one of those tribes was not yet committed. And I tell somebody, I said, let me tell you something. It was the tribe of Judah. Oh, man. I said, we proved to you. Can you believe it? I'm not trying to preach the tribes or what you belong to. I'm telling you what the Bible showed me. Now, if you want to get with me and start teaching it, I can help you. But it's not about me. It's about him doing something in you. God, I love you so much. I praise you so much. And finally, when we do what God, he said that there's a lot I will give you, L-O-T, that I will give to you. And above all, no enemy shall, when the enemy comes to you, I'm going to take care of him. Now, you remember when they get into the land, finally they enter the land. Now, here's where the difference comes, where you're dressed to kill. When Moses sent them out there, he sent Joshua and Caleb to go out there. The two went in there. There's a separation of the two tribes of Israel. One, 12, 10 at the top, 10 at the lower part. It takes, when you research that, you'll understand. But moreover, anything in the world, see, when you got historical proof from the B-I-B-L-E, from the Bible, and you can prove it, there was no argument to anybody. Satan can't even argue with that. Now, he misquotes the word. He'll always do that, but it's up to you and I who say we're believers. As I've said to the young man I called over in Africa tonight to be a part of what we're on, I've had him on a many times before. I usually call a person to check on a scene, but every time I will call sometimes somebody in America, around the world, they don't want to say, I can't hear you. So if you can't hear me, I just hang up. Okay, thank you. Now, if I send you the number, you don't call me back, that's on you, not on me. Because let me tell you, when I'm dressed to kill, because I'm going to do exactly what God told me. I'm a Joshua. I'm a Caleb. I'm listening to what Moses said, dude. He said, go out and spy the land. Bring back the report. They came back. The first 10 said, we can't take that land. There are giants out there. But in God's eyesight, you're no giant. You are a giant. But the 12, the 10 said, but here comes the one dressed to kill. They said, oh, wait a minute, hold it. Well, we brought this back to show you. Look at these graves. Look at these watermarks. Look at how we brought the fruit back. But we can take the land. Here's where the problem came in it. But God said, I came back for Israel. Israel didn't obey God. Oh, Jesus, have mercy, Lord. If they did what God said, why are you putting up? No. I'm showing you just a spickle. When you don't obey God in the name of Jesus, it's a problem. Now, you know, I face it. But I want to say the last word. Dress to kill. Don't let anything of Satan, a hellish, anything that's not right before God come before you. Because God is calling us. We are the tribe in this time. I'm the lines open to someone. Amen. The lines open. Every man, just a moment. Amen. Amen. The lines open. Amen. Anybody else? The lines open. Amen. The lines open. Can we talk?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Charles, Brother Hunter.
Hey, Brother Charles.
I'm doing great, Brother Hunter. Great job again tonight, Brother Hunter.
Well, God,
I told you don't teach enough. I told you don't teach enough. And those that don't want to hear you teach, I don't know why. You know, they're on the line and they can't come in on how you teach. You teach real simple and plain. That's the way Jesus taught. He used these fancy words. He taught real simple because he was talking to unlearned people. Now, I'm going to say this, it might roll some feathers. There's some people out there with doctor's degrees. They need to listen to your teachings. They really do. And that's all I got to say about it, Brother Hunter.
Well, thank you, Brother Charles. Anybody else on the line? Because we're talking to the nation. Anybody else? The line's over.
Yes. Yes. This is Mother Bobby.
Hey, Mother Bobby.
I'm blessed. How are you all doing? All right.
Great to hear your voice.
I would like to thank you for the words that you brought forth tonight, and thank you for speaking out. But I would like to say, and I would like to say to the people, study your word.
Amen.
Read
Amen.
Your word.
Amen.
For God
Amen.
Is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is faithful.
He is faithful. Mm-hmm.
So let us hold fast the profession of our faith in him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, Hebrews says.
Yes.
For he that cometh to him must believe that he is.
Must believe.
That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 and 1 tells us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So without wavering, for he is faithful that promised you. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, the King James Version says, hold fast to your faith without wavering. Do not waver, but choose to trust who? God, not man, not boy, not girl, not mom, not dad, but choose to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And also choose to believe that he is faithful. And he's faithful to fulfill what he has promised you.
Amen.
So what God wants us to do tonight is focus on his word. His
Amen.
Word. Not my word, but focus on his word.
His
Amen.
Word. Also, he wants us to shift your focus on the one that who can solve your problems. He can cause man to bless you, but God is the one that can solve our problems.
Amen.
So shift your focus and bow to the one who can conquer all of your fear. You have fear,
Amen.
He can conquer it.
Amen.
God did not give us the spirit of fear, but if you have fear, focus on God. Focus on Christ and not on the storm. What storm is going on around you? What virus is going on around you? What John of Frank is doing? Who's missing the boat? Who's not working? Who's outdoors? Focus on God and not on the storm and the ways of life. God wants us tonight to choose not to wait. Stay planted. Hallelujah. Stay focused. Be diligent in what God has called you to do. To worship him, to praise him, to study his word, to preach his word. Evangelize whatever God called you to do. If it's cleaning up the building, do the best that you know how.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is faithful.
Amen.
And Psalms 46 and 10 tells us that to be still. I need you to be still, and I need you to know that I am God. There's not the one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's only one God. Anything after that is little. It's not worthy. Profit you nothing. God bless you. We thank you for this time. Amen. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. Does anybody else have something want to say? I will say this much to you from my position. When we take the Bible and take God at his word, God infuses us with nothing but his truth. And his truth is so profound. The closer we walk with him, the closer I begin to see God doing something in our lives. He brought us together. This CSK radio station been around for about 15 years, unknown but now known. Got everything, got my own programs. And I think I'm not being braggadocious, but I know what God has shown to do. And I try to get people to understand, it's not about me. I'm here to help you get on what I'm doing to push you to the next level. That's all I'm here for. I love God. Do you love God like I do? Yes, I do. With all my heart. When I'm reading the Bible, one thing God said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. We go down further, and the Word, this is what will get your attention, and the Word became flesh. Wow. Man, what a transformation. When you get that understanding, or you say, okay, to the people that's sick out there, the fivefold ministry God wants to use. Some people say, well, I always say to a person, I was watching some track today before I called one of my friends to talk to them today. Some things they did in the time past, people setting records. Do you know everybody has a record to set when they play any kind of sports? You're either a winner or a loser. But I've always said to everybody, you better have to win, but stay in the pack. stay in the pack. Somebody's going to see what you're doing.
Amen.
One day told me, he said, look, honey, you're a good back. He said, I want you to, he said, now I can't put you in the first place, but I want you to do something. He said, every time I go on there, do that little run you do. Everybody going to, I'm going to take you out. Why? He said, I'm spotlighting you. God is spotlighting us. He puts us in. He said, okay, hold up. Don't cross over right now. I want to set it with you. And those steady words. In my life, these years, there was a parade going on. And all of a sudden, the parade stopped. And the man in the rear of the parade sent word up front there, said, why are y'all holding this parade up? We got a lot of people back here ready to march, ready to do this, ready to do this. And so they sent the word up to the front. And the word took time to get back to the people in the background. They said, hey, listen, we got charge up here, but we cannot move this thing because there's a train coming down the track. My God Almighty. Can you understand what it was said? There's a train down the track right now. If we get in there, we're going to do everything we talked about doing is no good. So it takes time. See what the one said in the back and in the front door. So I will say that much. Anybody else got something they want to say before we? I just want to have a word or two that with someone on the prayer line, on the line, on KESK radio station. Anybody else? Anybody else? Mother Bobby?
Yes, sir. Brother,
and to other people listening, I want to thank both of y'all coming on tonight. But I did this to let the world, let the demon know the fight that's in all of us has not stopped. We might be past 60, but it ain't stopped. We're still in the game. And I say this to everybody, what part are you playing in the game? That's up to you. And if I have nothing to say, Mother, would you close us out tonight on KESK radio station, please?
Praise the Lord. First, we would like to thank everyone that came on and those that are on mute, or if there's any. And we thank you, Dr. Hunter, for the opportunity to try to reach those that are lost, those that need and desire to hear the word of God, regardless to where they are. I have a lot of communication with Africa, and I have that problem of connection all the time. And I know it's not with the same person, so it's one of the things that happened there in Africa. There's a disconnect. You can call back, but sometimes you can hear and sometimes you can't. So there is a problem over there. But let us get the word to those that are desiring to hear God. You have some, I don't care where they are, what they're doing, they desire the closer walk with God. There are some does not want to and will never do it. But we're going to reach out anyhow and reach out and touch those that desire to come back to Christ and to know that God is God all by himself and he's a God that does not need help. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything you've done tonight. We thank you, most gracious Father, for everything you're doing right now. We thank you for Dr. Hunter. We thank you for Pastor Greg. We thank you for everyone that steps out and will carry your good news all over the nation, all the way from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You told us if there is one that come to Christ, we will all rejoice. There's 99 that's already there. And that one that came back and identified himself to know he had wrecked and he had received Jesus as a personal Savior. Father, we thank you for everything you're going to do on this line. We thank you for everything you've already done in each and every one of our lives. Father, we ask that you strengthen us, bless those that desire not to hear, but we got to plant the seeds and we got to plant it some water, but we wait on you to give the increase. God, we thank you right now and we praise you until we meet again on KSKA radio station. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all.
God bless you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, amen. Good night. God bless you. Hey, Escobar.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Get rid of yourself.
Night.
Good
bye
night.
Bye.
God bless y'all.